Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of Nintendo for the 17th of March 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Matt.
I'm Tom.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. And here's Matt with a particularly short news session this week.
Well, yeah, there wasn't much news this week. Well, nothing particularly exciting anyway. But there was a bit. Something quite interesting came out. A while back, there was some speculation that Twilight Princess might possibly be controlled with the Revolution controller as well as the GameCube controller. Since then, it has been properly confirmed by Nintendo. So, Twilight Princess will have Revolution functionality in terms of the controller, which is good. So we'll be able to control this revolutionary game with a revolutionary controller. A bit of bad news. Onom issue 2 has been delayed until next Saturday, which is quite annoying because it was supposed to be out this Thursday just gone, but it's going to come out on Saturday the 25th of March with 2 free gifts and a load of Animal Crossing stuff in there. Some other things, last week we mentioned that there was going to be a web chat with Shigeru Miyamoto. You can view that on webchats.tv. I've had a look at that, you know, it's pretty good, but there's no sort of really new news that we didn't know about before, but it's something worth checking out. So that's the news.
Okay, thanks, Matt. We've now just hit like the 700 subscriptions mark. Sorry if we keep bragging and telling you every week, but we're really proud of it. Really. We are still looking for new hosts, so if you want to host the show, then
come on down.
Send us an email.
Yep. We need more hosts. We need your emails. And yeah.
Yep. So.
We certainly do.
Part of the reason we need more hosts is I've got to go for a month. I'm not going to be able to do the show for a month, so we need someone to take my place for a month and then probably join us for the rest of it.
Reasons for that are because what?
I don't know.
Oh well, next week I'm away, and then I'm away for 3 weeks
in America.
So, yep.
So you might be. Oh, you might be able to pick up an American host. You know? That might be quite cool. Yeah. Anyway, we haven't really got a main topic this week. We're just sort of going to discuss some games that we've sort of picked out. Hopefully, it'll be quite insightful. So first we're going to talk about Twilight Princess,
which
probably every Nintendo fan that's got a brain is going to be getting.
Yep.
Tom, you want to start that off, seeing as you...
Well, this is probably the most anticipated game of the year, in my opinion. It's actually been in development since they thought about making the GameCube, so it's got to be good. You know, is that 6 years in the making?
Well, yeah, but what about Wind Waker? Why didn't they bring out, like...
Well, they had to change the engine and all this stuff, and they couldn't get what they wanted in time. But this game is set a couple of decades after Ocarina of Time, but before the Wind Waker. So there's a theory that Link could die in this game, because obviously you're playing as a different character in the Wind Waker. But mainly, you can turn into a wolf, which is rather... interesting. Just because, really, that, you know, you've never had anything like that in a Zelda game before. And there's also a character called Midna that rides you when you're a wolf, which is slightly strange, but as usual, Nintendo are tight-lipped about everything. So we haven't got too much information on it. What do you guys think, and what are you looking for in this game?
Well, I think it'll be the best Zelda game by far. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm getting it on release date. I'm sure you are, Tom.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Yeah.
Well, from my point of view, I haven't played many Zelda games before, but I have played a few. And really, it was, you know, a very special experience playing such a wonderful game. And I was just saying before we came on that I really enjoyed the Minish Cap, and Tom said, you know, that's not one of the better Zelda games. And I also thought, wow, if that's not one of the better ones, then, you know, the other ones must be absolutely amazing, ones that I haven't played. So yeah. I'm really quite looking forward to this. Tom?
Well, I'm definitely getting this on release day. I've been anticipating this for years. It's obviously the sequel to my favourite game ever, so I'm really looking forward to this. I'm looking for a long, long game. Very long. Hours and hours to finish, like the Ocarina of Time was.
Yeah.
I'm also looking for okay graphics.
Well, the graphics on it are...
they look fantastic if you've seen the trailers.
Yeah, in the trailers they look really good, but in the screenshots, when they like froze, they look really bitty and grainy. But
then you see DS screenshots in the magazines, and you know what they look like.
Yeah.
No, it's just going to be fantastic, I think. Obviously, multiplayer isn't possible, really, in a Zelda game. So you can't really look for that, but replay value. I still play on Ocarina of Time sometimes, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's that good.
This game's meant to be like the darkest Zelda game, and it's meant to be a lot more like scary and stuff.
And serious, sort of, you know, than Zelda.
It's like the complete opposite of Wind Waker. Wind Waker was a light-hearted and fun Zelda game. This one's going to be a lot more
serious game. It's not. Thing is, I think they'll be very clever with it, because they'll bring in a sort of more serious aspect and feel to the game, but yet it will retain the sort of suitable for most gamers feel to it. You know, it's hard to explain really, but it's the sort of clever magic that Nintendo works on such games.
Yeah.
Anyone want to add anything else to that, or?
Well, obviously, I don't know if you know about the Wind Waker, but all the enemies are the same, aren't they? There's not much variety. They're all moblins. Yeah. In Ocarina of Time, it's completely different, and it looks like it will be in Twilight Princess. But have you both seen the trailers?
Yeah.
Have you seen that girl in the tower?
She's Zelda.
Zelda, yeah.
Zelda.
It's very dark and very odd. I think someone's gonna die in this one.
I hope it's Link.
That's so horrible.
Well, no, I don't care who it is. Why not? It'd be just like the Harry Potter series. I want Harry to die in the Harry Potter series, because if he's fighting Voldemort, and it could be the same with Zelda, if he's fighting Ganondorf and something happens and they both die.
That's what's gonna happen in Harry Potter, but this is a Nintendo podcast after all.
Well, yeah, but the same principle could apply, and then Gandalf comes back in Wind Waker, overpossessed.
Because in Harry Potter, it's obvious, I think, that Harry's going to kill Voldemort, but it's also going to kill him.
Anyway, back on topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a death.
So any more to add to that before we move on to the next game?
Well, the release date is currently speculation, November. Mm. Speculated for November.
Yeah, it keeps on getting delayed and delayed.
But they've promised no more delays.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold them to the promise.
It is Nintendo after all, so.
More delays on the way.
So. Alright. Is that about it, would you say?
Yeah.
I think so. Next game?
Okay, yeah. Next game is Pokemon Pearl and Diamond. And
this is
there's basically no information, no screenshots, nothing. So
speculation for this one.
Yeah, I think I'd like this one to be 3D.
Yeah.
But not 3D. Not 3D like Colosseum, because that was really bad. Colosseum and XD were just one of the two of them.
Do you really want it 3D? Pokemon Blue and Red were fantastic games.
I don't want 3D for
me
this
neither.
Game.
I need it original.
I was going to say, I want the original style of Pokemon.
Yeah, but it gets boring. It's just It's the same thing. I mean, Ruby and Sapphire are literally the same with a different storyline. You go around, collect Pokemon, battle Team Rocket or whatever, Team Magma, and it was just the samey gameplay. There was no... Whereas, you know, if it was 3D, but you could still like go around and fight Pokemon, and you actually saw them wandering around in the long grass. And
Oh, right, I see what you mean. But I still want more 3D. Maybe sort of pseudo 3D. So it's like you have some aspects of the game are slightly 3D, but you know, still retain 2D backgrounds or characters.
I'd like cel shaded 3D, I think.
Yeah, more I don't think so. I don't think that suits the game really, not for what it is. But anyway, I think they are keeping the game to the same format as the previous games. But in terms of storyline, you know, I hope they're focusing quite a lot on storyline for this, because otherwise it will be very repetitive.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe if they add it a bit like the Mario and Luigi sort of graphics, where your character is actually big on this one, not just a tiny little sprite. Oh, yeah. That'd be quite good. But the battles are 3D. I'd like 3D battles.
That would be very good, and the DS is capable of that, so... that's something that we should see.
But,
you know, because...
The thing is, have you ever played on Coliseum or XD?
Yeah,
I had the original Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that really, like, quite a lot. But Coliseum and Stadium were just... like, nearly all the attacks were the same. Like, I don't know, headbutt would be the same as tackle, just with a bigger flash of white or something. It's
boring.
Yeah.
I'd rather have, like, unique attacks for every attack.
Like good effects,
the way the effects are done.
So anything else to say about that one?
I don't
not that
really
I can think of.
There's not really much information to sort of.
No, there's not really. No.
Yeah. So that about wraps up as main topic for this week. It wasn't really very big, but we couldn't really think of anything.
Mainly due to the lack of news.
Yeah, there wasn't really much.
What? Blame it on me.
Okay, so now we've got Matt's amazing exclusive reviews to the UK and sometimes America, depending when they're released. It is Brain Training. How old is your brain?
This week, another exclusive review. Once again, we always try to bring you exclusive reviews, so it's Brain Age, train your brain in minutes a day. This has been really big hit in Japan. Yeah, it's been in the top 10 games for a long time. I say it's one of those. We did Electroplankton, and I can't remember what episode it was. But it's when I say game, I don't really mean game, because it's not a game like Zelda or Mario. It's not something you're going to play for an hour each day. It's something you're going to play for like half an hour each day, or even shorter time than that, maybe. So there's different options that you're presented with at the menu screen. There's quick play, there's daily training, and Sudoku, and download. Quick play is where you go through sort of training bit, you know, where you do various things such as, you know, sums and mental problems. It's the sort of thing that you'll do if you just want to pick it up and play it. Daily training is what you'll do on a daily basis. It's the type of thing that you'll go on every day, and it will slowly sort of train your brain, as the name implies. Sudoku, the fabulous Japanese number game, is a nice bonus. That's good for improving your sort of arithmetic skills and things like that. And then there's download, which is sending demo. So as you play your way through the game, you have to do various training exercises using the touchscreen, the game takes track of everything that you do. Every time you complete a certain exercise, it will, well, a certain range of exercises, it will tell you how old your brain is. The youngest score that you can get is 20. And it saves all the data, and you can look at it as sort of a chart or different ways. So you can check your brain age, or you can see it as a graph or various other options.
Can I just like say something?
You can, yeah.
Isn't there meant to be two versions of brain training? One for the adults and one for the children. And the children's one is like the weight of your brain, and the adults is the age.
Because I'm sure there's two
versions in Japan.
Yes, I think there is probably two versions in Japan, because there is one called brain training for adults. But I haven't heard of the kids one, but there may well be, but I'm not sure about that. Certainly when it comes out here, there will be only one version.
Yeah.
I hope it's the adult version, that sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it probably will be the brain age check, but they're both similar anywhere in Japan. It's a good game. You know, it's certainly not something for everyone. I don't know if it'll be full price or not. Because some games are sort of $29.99 and some like Polarium.
Is it replayable?
£20. I was about to move on to that. Replay value. Yeah, well, it is, because you will play it every day to improve your brain, because that's the whole point of it, really. It's train your brain in minutes a day. So, yeah, it is, really, although you might find it gets repetitive after a while.
Are there many, training games, really? Because,
there aren't many,
it's not very good.
Yeah, they have done well. There are quite a good variety, and there are some elements of it that are randomised, so you'll have a sort of similar basis but a different puzzle to work out. So in terms of graphics, it's nothing special really, so I'll just say 7 out of 10 for that.
Ooh,
it's not a game
rating.
Where graphics is the top thing, is it? No. It's presentation, it presents the data very well, so 8 out of 10. Gameplay, another 8 out of 10, because it could get repetitive after a while, but you know, they've done it quite well using the touchscreen for various things, and replay value, 8.5 out of 10, because you know, it is something you'll come back to every day, so the replay is pretty good. Overall, I'll give it 8 out of 10. It's a very clever game, in more ways than one. So, you know, I think it's certainly not something for everyone, once again. But,
yeah.
You know, some people will really quite enjoy this, to play on it for sort of half an hour each day. So,
would you recommend buying it?
Personally, I would buy it. But I think quite a lot of people would only buy it if it was £20.
Yeah.
So, it depends on the personal taste, really.
But the thing is, it's like, it's just also another way to get different people to buy the DS. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know, like more
a wider market, basically.
Yeah.
But it's like, very clever idea.
Nintendo's got more girls to buy it.
Yeah, it appeals to adults as well. This game does so. Very clever. So, I think that's it, really. Okay,
so that's the review for this week.
Yep.
Onto his weekly segments, and once again we had no entries. Well, we had one, but we don't want to mention him.
but
he
did
reason.
Get it right though.
It was right. It was the Metallic Mario theme from Super Mario 64 and the Metallic Wario theme from Super Mario 64 DS. This week I've got a new tune. I'm going to play quite a long portion this week, because it is quite difficult. If you haven't played the game, you probably won't know it. So here it is, and here it is again. Okay, so that was the tune for this week. Send your entries into nintentalk@gmail.com. We'll spell it out at the end for you if you really need it spelling out.
Okay,
so on to Beautiful Joe's joke of the week.
Okay, this week we've got a joke. I don't know how good it is or not. It depends. I hope this doesn't cause any offence to our younger listeners, but here we go anyway. One morning, a blind bunny was hopping down the bunny trail, and he tripped over a large snake and fell, kerplop, right on his twitchy little nose. "Oh, please excuse me," said the bunny. "I didn't mean to trip over you, but I'm blind and I can't see." "That's perfectly all right," replied the snake. "To be sure, it was my fault. I didn't mean to trip you, but I'm blind too, and I didn't see it coming. By the way, what kind of animal are you?" "Well, I don't really know," said the bunny. "I'm blind and I've never seen myself. Maybe you could examine me and find out." So the snake felt the bunny all over and he said, "Well, you're soft and cuddly and you have long silky ears and a little fluffy tail and a dear twitchy little nose. You must be a bunny rabbit." Then he said, "I can't thank you enough. But by the way, what kind of animal are you?" And the snake replied that he didn't know. And when the bunny agreed to examine him, and when he was finished, the snake said, "Well, what kind of animal am I?" So the bunny felt the snake all over and replied, "You're hard, you're cold, and you're slimy, and you haven't got any balls. You must be a lawyer."
that's a good one. It's not rude. No.
It is funny, but if there's any
rude
lawyers,
if you've got a dirty mind,
sorry if he caused any offence there. But we thought that's a pretty good joke.
It's not personal.
We thought it was a pretty good joke. So
Okay, this week we have a new segment exclusive to Nintendo Talk, we think. And it's quite a good segment, we think. Presenting It's-a-me, a Mario. Really crappy impression. Mario's Memory, where we talk about a retro game
A
few minutes at the end of the show.
Today's game is...
Yeah.
Tetris. Woohoo!
The original Tetris, not the DS one. Okay, well, Tetris was a very popular puzzle game back when it was released. It was simple, but really addictive. It was, you know, you fit your blocks together and you make lines vanish, and it was, you know, it was a good game. I didn't have the Game Boy or whatever it came out on first.
I had Tetris DX for Game Boy Color.
I had Color.
I did play on the original, the big fat Game Boy. I did play it on that, like when my friend first got his Game Boy, but and I played on it. I didn't really find it appealing, but I was only like 5 or 6. So, but I do really like Tetris now. Yeah, I usually what I do if I don't fit them together so that there's no gaps, and I get a gap, I quit and I start again because I can't stand them gaps.
I like
really
marathon mode the best.
The fantastic thing about it.
What's marathon mode?
You know where you go until you die.
Yeah.
Well, the thing
I've
got
it
for my phone.
Say, you know, that's the fantastic thing about it. Nowadays, it's on pretty much all and every platform that you can think of. Or if it's not, it's being ported to it or emulated on it. That's the thing about it. It's on like almost every game system nowadays that you can think of, including, as you said, you've got it on your phone. That's what made it good.
Yeah,
it is fantastic.
It's
very genius.
I've spent hours on it before.
I've never actually finished it. Well, you can't finish it, can you?
Well, not really, but you can get higher and higher scores, I guess.
Well, yeah. I just do it to see how many lines I can get rid of. That was Mario's Memory for this week. We'll try to keep them really retro, but some weeks we might have an N64 game.
We'll run out eventually, I think. Because have you guys got an N64?
Exactly.
No, but it doesn't mean that I haven't played them. I've got the emulations.
Oh, no, we're not allowed to talk about that.
Okay.
Why not?
I think it does.
That ends our show, I think, for this week.
Sorry for the short show.
Yeah, I think, we're pretty short.
Don't worry, though. Don't worry.
His main topic wasn't very long.
What we're going to do is right after the show, or whenever we've got some free time, we're going to get together, we're going to do a brainstorming session so we can get some good ideas for the next episodes in the future. So they will be extra good next week. We're going to be extra prepared.
Apart from the fact I'm not here.
Oh. Yeah. One thing, Matt. Go on, do your amazing spelling out of the email.
Okay, you've got
to
email us. Okay. Anything. Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Email us because we're getting sick of it. We really are.
But we just need people to give us feedback.
We are. We're getting fed up of it. 700 subscriptions and not one person will email us. That's just pathetic.
Well, we just need people to answer the, you know, the listener challenge because, you know, if we don't have any entries, you know, we'll have to stop it. And we enjoy it.
So, send us the emails, okay? Yeah. I'll spell it out, my fantastic spelling. It is nintentalk@gmail.com. That is nintentalk@gmail.com.
Second time running. So, that ends this week's amazing episode 5 of Nintentalk. Yep, that's about it. From me, Ben.
And me, Matt.
And me, Tom.
Yep. See ya.
See ya.
Tom. Say bye. Oh my God, that's the second week.